From the WCVE Newsroom, I'm Charles Fishburne. A Richmond woman suffering from diabetes couldn't feel the nail in her shoe that stuck in her foot every time she put it on, and it got infected.
And she was just like almost to the point that they were going to have to be able to amputate the foot.
Denise Wise is a public health community advocate.
Because they were able to catch it in time. They worked with her, and she was able to not get her foot amputated.
The young woman lives in public housing where statistics show life expectancy is 20 years less than neighborhoods just 5 miles away.
People are aware that there's parts of town that have higher rates of poverty.
Derek Chapman is associate director of VCU's Center on Society and Health.
But I think people are taken aback by the scope of these differences.
But it is not just a matter of health care.
So health, education, housing, jobs, and transportation are all part of the picture.
VCU has partnered with the Richmond City Health District to help identify the problems and find the solutions. And often, both turn up at the city's 7 resource centers, where you will find people like Chiquita Taylor. She helps with jobs and education.
So I help them get enrolled in certain programs that does GED programs.
Melissa Haywood.
I go door to door. I stand in front of corner stores. I meet with apartment complex managers.
She tells them help is available and then helps them find it.
Sickle cell disease was characterized as a childhood disease because most people died.
Stephanie Sams works with the sickle cell clinic at VCU.
And now they are living longer. There's better treatment.
There are a handful of dedicated people making a difference. They want the rest of us to know that 20-year discrepancy is real. But it doesn't have to be. Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.